Are you feeling like you're constantly running on empty, desperately trying to be everything for everyone, but forgetting about yourself in the process? Do you find yourself asking for just 5 minutes of solitude or an extra 25th hour in your day? I've been there, feeling drained and overwhelmed, wishing for just a few more minutes in the day to recharge my own batteries. But let me tell you, when I finally prioritized my morning routine within my morning block, it wasn't just about finding time for self-care, it was about claiming my identity and showing up as the best version of myself for my family, my home, and my work. If you can relate, then you're in for a treat. In this week's episode, we're diving deep into creating your own morning routine within your morning block. Get ready to reclaim your time, recharge your energy, and start your day with intention and purpose. Fill your cup, mama, because it's time to prioritize you. Ever wondered how less could be more? If your debt and clutter piles have grown too tall and your time too short, leaving you caught in the hustle of modern day motherhood, you're in the right place. I'm Jamia Hansen, your guide on the House to Homemaking podcast to reclaim your time, declutter your life, and embrace your true calling. My mission is to help you reclaim your time, steward your stuff, and craft a simpler, joy-filled life. Together, we'll transform the time you spend serving others into a system to focus on what truly serves your every day. The chaos ends here. Let's turn your house into a haven you can call home. Buckle up and enjoy the show. Hey mama, do you have a burning question about time management, productivity, or homemaking? I want to hear from you. Click the link in the show notes below to leave a voice message on SpeakPipe, and your question could be featured on an upcoming episode of the podcast. Don't miss this chance to get personalized advice tailored to your busy lifestyle. Click the link now and let's tackle those challenges together. So I want to give you a little throwback of not too long ago, because there I was juggling a million things at once, trying to be the perfect partner, the perfect mom, a homemaker, all while running on fumes. Every day felt like a race against the clock, no matter how hard I tried. I couldn't seem to find time for myself. I longed for just 5 more minutes of peace, a chance to fill my cup and show up as the best version of myself, and I know that you want that too. And then I discovered mastering my morning block. Those precious moments before the chaos of the day began became my investment in myself, my time to recharge and reconnect. Suddenly, I wasn't just surviving. As cheesy as it sounds, I was thriving. And that is the outcome of learning to harness your morning routine and the time within your morning block. If you're ready, mama, let's get down to business. And if you want to know a little bit more about your morning block and how I see it as self-care, listen to my last episode. I just want to give you a quick recap, because your morning block is your lifeline in this situation. It's your time to prioritize self-care and set the tone for the day ahead. Because as busy mums, we often neglect ourselves in favor of others. Filling our own cup is essential for our well-being. We shouldn't have to choose between either, because quite honestly, we always will choose other people, and it will be detrimental to ourselves unless we figure out a system to work this into our day, every day. And that is what your morning block is for. Okay, so I want you to start small with just 15 minutes before the kids wake up. I want you to focus on one essential self-care activity and gradually build from there today. Because I want you to remember that even small moments add up to big changes. And I am going to tell you exactly how. Get your notepad and pen ready, because I've got a few tasks for you. So if you listened to my last episode about your morning block as self-care, you know that I highly advocate for this block and the importance of it being before your kids wake up. To make that happen, we need to create a plan for success here. And it's not as hard as it sounds. There are a few key concepts that I want you to understand in really maximizing the opportunity you have here to look after yourself. And the importance really starts with planning your morning routine the night before. We're going to get through what you're actually doing within your morning routine shortly. But when I say the plan the night before, because it is imperative, it is so important, and it is a non-negotiable that you go into your morning block with a full 8 hours of sleep. I want you to wake up knowing exactly what you're going to do, and this will help reduce your decision fatigue and your stress in the morning, and it's going to become an automatic habit. But getting your full 8 hours, I need you to know when your morning routine is starting, and then I need you to work backwards. So for this moment, for the next week, when does your kids wake up? Okay, if they wake up at 6:30, we're going to do 15 minutes before that this week, okay? And you need to be working back 8 hours. So you need to be getting up at 6:15 and you can go to bed at 10:15, okay? So you get your full 8 hours. This 15 minute block is going to become longer, but that's where I want you to start. The next thing I want you to do to set up for the next day and ensure you can really walk into this morning block. If you struggle to get out of bed, I want you to put something as simple as a glass of water next to your bedside table, specifically for, if you have one throughout the night, that's fine, but put a new one so it's already filled. And I want you to either chug that, if you take any supplements in the mornings and you're prone to forgetting them, put them next to you and make sure that you wake up swinging your legs over your bedside, sitting up and doing that as your first thing, and it's going to get that movement going. Otherwise, you can keep that down on the counter and you start with some water before your coffee. That is a bonus, okay? So getting your full 8 hours, I need you to establish your bedtime routine that signals to your body it's time to wind down. Lay out any items that you need for the morning and decide what you'll do in your morning block, okay? So how long will each activity take and what order you will do them in? But that's going to bring us to the next step, okay? This is where we build your morning routine. So I want you to get your pen and your paper and I want you to select activities that fill you up and don't feel like a chore. I discussed this a little bit in the last episode, but what do you enjoy, okay? What do you enjoy to do that you can do from home? Most of this can be achieved at any time of the day, and I want you to dream here, but even if it's something small as reading your Bible, doing some creative work, just drinking your coffee in peace, doing some exercising, building new habits, write it all down. And then I want you to have some space on the left side and I want you to put a time on how much you need for each of these things. You're not going to be doing them all. There can be many of these things that you're going to not have in your morning block. This brainstorm is going to help you really get in tune. Don't limit yourself and really tune into what you love, what you want to do, what you want to accomplish. Whether you want to learn something new, put it all in and you'll find the ones that specifically are suited to your morning block. And there will be some in there that aren't. So I want you to pick those first and put an M or highlight the ones that are suited to your morning block, and you've already got the time next to them and how long they would take. Don't feel discouraged here. I want you to just be able to start dreaming and organizing your life and getting into the habit of putting things in that you want to have in your day, okay? So when you move on to selecting your activities for your morning block, choose the activities that fill you up, that are suitable for this time or possible at this time, and that don't feel like a chore. You're going to choose your activities by starting small, okay? You might have quite a few ones there, but I want you to start with one activity that is non-negotiable for you, okay? I want you to gradually add more activities each week as you build the habit, but I only want you to add one at a time, because if you were to create your full morning routine or your ideal morning routine right now and try to start jumping into it for this week, you're not going to stick with it. You haven't built the actual habit required and got your body kind of reset to this new time to be adding all these things on. So you're going to find that before the end of the week, it's going to be too much. You're going to start your day overwhelmed and stressed, and you're probably going to lose sleep over it and not get those 8 hours trying to make a big routine work. And that is not the goal here. The goal is for this to be self-care from tomorrow morning when you start. So for this week, you're going to pick something that you can do in 15 minutes. And you're going to do that every day. Wake up 15 minutes early every day. Next week, you're going to do 30 minutes and you can add something on or do a different thing, okay? You're going to find that at the moment when you really struggle to find the time or even 5 minutes throughout the day and just wishing for that little bit of extra time in solitude, maybe that's just what you're going to do. Just sit there for 15 minutes and just enjoy the peace. But I want you to understand that throughout this week, those 15 minutes is going to add up to at least an extra hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes that you have not currently got. And next week, you're going to have another 30 minutes a day. And this is going to extend to maybe, if you want to, a full hour. And that's going to be an extra 30 hours in your month, okay? So work gradually and think about the possibilities here and don't get ahead of yourself. Be tempted to throw in everything at once because you're just going to be stressed, overwhelmed and burn out before you've even started, instead of creating such a valuable life-changing habit. So use the incremental approach and slowly increase the duration of your morning routine over the next couple of weeks. Trying to do too much too soon is going to lead to burnout and abandonment of said morning routine, okay? It's happened to all of us. So begin with 15 minutes earlier than usual for 1 week, focusing on one key activity, and increase this time gradually, adding one activity at a time that specifically contribute to your self-care and your well-being. So don't go from none to doing them all before we build the habit. The last thing that I want to talk about is that you need to know that customization is key here. Customization means tailoring your morning routine to fit your personal needs and your personal goals. A personalized morning routine is not only more sustainable and more enjoyable, but it will lead to long-term success. So I want you to reflect on what you need most to feel your best. Is it quiet time? Is it physical activity? Is it exercising? Is it creative work or getting a power hour on working on your business in like me? And design your morning block around these needs, but focus on what your biggest need is in this season and do that one thing, because you're going to be adapting and adjusting these as you move into different seasons of your life. So to recap, I want you to start by putting in the key time frames here, waking up 15 minutes before your children and working back 8 hours to get a proper night's sleep. This is going to make this process so much easier. Set out your glass of water, your clothes, your supplements, and get ready so that the morning blog has the right outcome of filling you up and providing the element of self-care for the start of your day. So again, what things do you want to do in your morning block and how long will they take? I want you to write those down. And this is ideal. So identify the ones that can specifically go in your morning block and pick one to start. A 15-minute one would be perfect for this week and something else for next week, or maybe two shorter ones. The structure of these will become your routine, but we need to build on them, because remember that often we try to go from doing none to immediately doing them all before we have even built the habit. And before the week is finished, we're more stressed, sleeping poorly, forcing ourselves to wake up and feel exhausted, and just end up doing nothing but wishing we got back into bed. And before long, we skip our morning block entirely. And where's that self-care gone then? As busy working mums who crave time, asking for just 5 minutes that never seem to come, even though we know in our hearts is what we truly need to be our best mom, partner, and self, because we do everything for everyone else. We need to realize that even 15 minutes by the end of the week, that's an extra hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes. If your routine is 1 hour in a couple of weeks, that's an extra 30 hours a month to do what energizes, lights you up, and fuels you to be able to keep giving all of you that I know that you want to. So if you're not in a habit of getting up before the kids, start this week, start tomorrow, 15 minutes for just 1 week, and pick one essential thing from your routine. Extend it to 30 minutes, and next week, add another thing on. And maybe an hour or two, depending on what you need to be your best self, whether that is exercising, reading, studying the Bible, having a shower, doing your skincare, getting ready, or if you're like me, a power hour of uninterrupted work time because you love it. So if you enjoy this podcast, I hope you can take a moment today to support me by just heading into the Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to this and leave a 5-star review, and just a written review take 30 seconds of your time, and I will appreciate it so much. It will help me more than you ever know. It's your way to give back, and I can keep producing free content for you as I settle into the groove of this podcast. Make sure you follow along, House to Homemaking, and I'll see you in the next episode.